ॐ सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम् ॐ नमो भगवते रमणाय कर्तुराज्ञया प्राप्यते फलम् कर्म किं परम् कर्म तज्जडम् कृतिमो ददोपतनकारणम् फलमशाश्वतम् गतिनिरोधकम् ईश्वरार्पितम् नेच्छया कृतम् चित्तशोधकम् मुक्तिसाधकम् कायवाङ्मनकार्यमुत्तमम् पूजनं जपश्चिन्तनं क्रमात् जगतैषधियुक्तसेवनम् अष्टमूर्तिप्रीतेव पूजनम् उच्चमस्त्वाद् उच्चमन्दत चित्तजं जप ध्यानमुत्तमम् आज्यधारया श्रोतसा समं सरलचिन्तनं विरलतः परं भेदभावनात् सोऽहमित्यसौ भावनाभिधा पावनीमता भावशून्यसद्भावसुस्थिति भावनावलात् भक्तिरुत्तमा हृत्स्थले मनः स्वस्थता क्रिया भक्तियोगबोधाश्च निश्चितम् वायुरोधनात् लीयते मनः जालपक्षिवत् रोधसाधनम् चित्तवायवश्चित्क्रियायुता शाखयोद्वयी शक्तिमूलका लयविनाशने उभयरोदने लयगतं पुनर्भवति नोमितम् प्राणबन्धनात् लीनमानसम् एकचिन्तनात् नाशमेत्यद नष्टमानस उत्कृष्टयोगिनः कृत्यमस्ति किं स्वस्ति किं यतः दृश्यवारितं चित्तमात्मनः चित्त्वदर्शनं तत्त्वदर्शनम् न सन्तु किं मार्गनीकृते नैव मानसं मार्गार्जवा
The goal of all marg is to abide mind in the self. And other three marg which we have seen, karma yoga marg, bhakti marg and ashtanga marg, in all three margs it is, mind is taken as real, it is there. and we are trying to solve our problem. In Karma Yoga Marg, we take it granted that there is a rag and dvesh, likes and dislikes are there. And we want to exhaust those vasana, those rag and dvesh, by Karma Yoga, Ishvara Arpitam. So that the vasanas or the likes and dislikes or rag and dvesh reduces, then mind becomes quiet. When the mind becomes quiet, I go to the Gyan Marg and get realized. In Bhakti Marg, we think the mind is impure by bhakti, by puja, then three types of puja is there, then japa, then chintanam. First will come viral chintanam, then will come saral chintanam. Third Marg, in Ashtanga Yoga Marg, Raman Maharshi start with the pranayama. Pranayama can control mind, accept it. Bole, with that mind, with that quiet mind, when you do the pranayama, the mind is quiet. With that quiet mind, now you do the ek chintanam. When you do the ek chintanam, then the mind gets absorption. So in all these three marg, the mind is taken as if it is real. But Gyan Marg is totally different. Raman Maharshi says, inquire whether at all that mind is there or not. There is no question of solving the problem. All problems are created by mind. Inquire mind. How to do this inquiry? They said, inquire whether it is sat or asat. Why Raman Maharshi is saying like that? Inquire mind, is there or not? He experienced the death of his own body. Once it so happened, then he was still a boy, but not had gone to Arunachalam. At that time, he experienced death. Body is dying. But he found out that still something is still living. That Atman which is living is different from this body. That is why he is saying inquire whether this mind is sat or asat. The sat definition we have seen. Kal trayapi tishtati iti sat satyattvam abadhyattvam. Kal trayapi. Whether this mind stays for three periods of time. And satyattam abadhattam. If it is real, then it cannot be falsified or negated. You cannot negate. Because the sat will remain in three periods of time. It was in the past. It is in the present, it will remain in the future also. That is sat. And there is no change. Apply that to our mind. Is mind sat? Can we say? Because it changes. Every moment it changes. And in the deep sleep it is not there. We are not experiencing anything. So we can't say that mind is sat. Even if you say, no, mind is sat, then think how many sat will be there. So many sat will become. Even for argument's sake, if I take the mind is sat, it is real. But the Shastra says, sat is only one thing, Atman is sat. How can there be so many mind sat? It cannot. So according to Shastra also, mind cannot be sat. And our experience also shows it is not sat. Then what is that? Can we say it asat? The definition of asat we saw, asat chet na pratiyet. If it is asat, then you will never experience it. Like, example, horn of a rabbit, sky flower, child of a barren woman, It will never happen. So can we say the mind is not there? No. We experience mind. We can't say it is not there. It is there. So if the mind is not Sat, if the mind is not Asat, then what is this? The Shastra says, Sat Asatabhyam Anirvachaniya. It is not describable. You cannot define it. If you cannot define it properly, then what is that? Well, this is mithyatvam. It is mithya, it is false. If the mind is not Sat, it is not Asat, well, then it is mithya. Well, analyze. What is this mithya? Take an example of snake on rope. It is an appearance only. Snake is only an appearance. So for ignorant, snake is real. He thinks it's there, it's going to bite me, or it has already bitten me, and the poison is now coming up, and within few minutes I will die. There is a fear. But a person who is discriminative, he will think, how a snake can come on the 7th floor of downtown, a cemented building, cannot come. It is definitely an illusion. And an enlightened person, he will see rope only. He will not see any snake. Similarly, this mind is also superimposed on that substratum, on that reality, on that Atman. So for ignorant person, mind is real, it is there. He becomes sukhi-dukhi according to the thought. For discriminative person, he will find, no, it is not Sat. It is not Asat also. Neither Sat nor Asat. Then what is this? Well, it's mithya. It's illusion. And a realized person, he will not see mind at all. He will see the substratum of the mind, which is Atman, consciousness. This is what Raman Maharshi says. You see, in our Vedant, you will find everything, whatever we know, the Vedant will say, no, it is not correct. We say that we are mortal, Vedant says, no, you are immortal. We think we are limited, Vedant says, you are unlimited. We say, I am this body, Vedant says, no, you are not body. You are something different from the body. That is Atman. No, Bhagwan Raman, ji, please help us. This is very high. We are in the empirical world. Take us from this empirical world slowly. Raman Maharshi says, okay. Next verse. Analyze your mind.
Vrittayasvaham vrittimasritah. Vrittayasvaham vrittimasritah. Vrittayo mano vidyaham manah. Vrittimasrita, vrittayo manah, vidyaham manah, vrittayo manah, vidyaham manah.
Bole, what is mind? Raman Maharshi gives definition. Vrittayo manah. What is mind? Bole, vritti. Thoughts are mind. And Pujya Gurudev used to say, mind is nothing but flow of thoughts. It's not one thought, many thoughts, it's continuous thoughts. Vritya manaha. Well, you sit quietly and observe your mind. What you will find? Bole, there is no sequence of thoughts. We have got no control on thoughts. What thought will come at what time? We don't know. There is no control. We become sukhi and dukhi because of thoughts. If the thought is not there, we are not sukhi dukhi. In the deep sleep, no thoughts, we are not sukhi dukhi. We say we are happily slept. One thought makes you sukhi and dukhi. You are enjoying a party somewhere, all of a sudden you got a phone call on your cell phone that your child has met with an accident. Immediately, your joy of party is gone. You leave the plate and you sit down. Only one thought disturbed you. Next moment, the caller says, no, today is the 1st April. I fooled you. It is April Fool. You again pick up the plate and start enjoying. What happened? It was only a thought. Thought came, disturbed you. Another thought came, you became peaceful. So these thoughts, they make us happy or unhappy. And these thoughts are of many types, many emotions. Anger, love, compassion, all are these thoughts. Everything is thought. He says, you introspect, you analyze. If you want to know your personality, every night before you go to the sleep, introspect what type of thoughts came during the whole day. Then you will know what is your personality, what is there inside. Kitna kachra bhara hai, you will come to know in your mind. For that introspection also, you need some discipline, some control of senses. And slowly you can reduce your negative thoughts. If you introspect, slowly, slowly you can reduce them. Now Raman Maharshi says, take one thought for analysis. Like we take one drop of blood to find out whether we have got sugar or not, or whether we have got malaria or not. Only one drop. Same principle applied here. Bole, take one thought, analyze. What is this? One thought. Bole, in one thought you will find two parts. One is the objective part, another is the subjective part. One is the idam vritti, another is the aham vritti. What is this idam and aham vritti? I am worried about my studies. Bole, study or studies is idam vritti, is the object part. I am, bole, this is subject part. So in each thought, bole, analyze. There are two parts. One is idam vritti, we call it object. Another is aham vritti. And we have seen in Tattvabodh also, in Antahkaran, there are four parts. What are those four parts? Man, buddhi, chitta, ahankar. So ahankar you will find always common in man, buddhi and chitta. How? What is the definition of man? Sankalpa vikalpatmakam mana. When the thought is in the state of volition, we say it is mana. What are you doing now? I am thinking. I am thinking. The moment you take decision, I have decided. when we are referring to your memory, I am remembering. So this I am is common in the mind, I am is common in buddhi, I am is common in chittam also. So which one is more permanent out of aham vritti and idam vritti? Aham vritti is more common. Well, let's discard this idam vritti. First line he says, vrittayaha. Vrittayaha means many thoughts. Out of many thoughts, tu aham vrittim asrita. All these thoughts, the idam vritti, are dependent on aham vritti. All idam vrittis related to mind, intellect, or chitta memory, they all are dependent on aham vritti. If aham vritti is not there, then idam vritti is also not there. What happens when we go to the sleep? All worldly thoughts first stop. Then remains the aham vritti. Then aham vritti also merges. Mind is merged fully. When you get up in the morning, aham vritti will come first. Then will come the idam vritti. The first will be aham vritti, then the idam vritti. First you will say, yes, I am there. Now I am prime minister. So the prime minister, all jobs, what is to be done, it will come as a prime minister. If you think I am householder, so householder thoughts will start coming. I am businessman, so all business thoughts will start coming. The first I am has to come. In a split of second this happens. When you get up, first the aham vritti comes. And after that aham vritti, as the aham vritti, so the thoughts. I am a teacher, thoughts of teacher will come. I am an officer, the thoughts of officer will come. Officer will not think about the prime minister's thought, will not come. That thought will not come. As the aham vritti, so the thoughts. Vrittistu aham vritti asrita. All the vrittis are asrita. Asrita, dependent on which vritti? Well, aham vritti. So, vrittayo mana vritti aham mana. Bole, then you think this aham vritti is mine. Slowly, Raman Maharshiji taking us to the self. Bole, what is mind? Bole, mind is a flow of thoughts. All thoughts are nothing but mind. Analyze one thought. You will find there are two parts, idam vritti and aham vritti. All idam vrittis are dependent on aham vritti. Idam vritti is changing continuously. Aham vritti, comparatively, it is more permanent. All idam vritti dependent on aham vritti. So, vritti aham mana. Well, this aham vritti is mine. Half of the job is done. Analyze mind. Take out idam vritti. Aham vritti is mine. Now he says, we should go further deep into the aham vritti.
Ahamayam kuto bhavati chinvataha. Ahamayam kuto bhavati chinvataha. Aipatatyaham nijavicharanam. Aipatatyaham nijavicharanam. अहमयम् कुतो भवति चिन्वतः अहमयम् कुतो भवति चिन्वतः अयि पतत्यहम् निजविचारणम् अयि पतत्यहम् निजविचारणम्
Now Raman Maharshiji is taking us further inside. He says, find out, aham ayam kuto bhavati chinvata. Find out where this aham vritti is coming. What is the source of this? I wonder. Ayayo, kahan gaya ye? Patati. In South India you say na, ay. Ayayo. Same ay. Well, if you inquire this aham vritti, well, this aham vritti, patati aham nijabicharanam. You have to inquire, that's all. Inquire, what is the cause? Where is this aham vritti? So this analysis will take you to self. Well, examine your mind. But you don't have to cut down your ragdvesh or impurities. Those ragdvesh and with a ragdvesh and impurity, you continue your inquiry. Nothing is to be done to rag and dvesh. Kuch nahi karna hai. At the time of knowledge, you need that purification of mind. But for inquiry, nothing is required. Only sattvic mind is required. Because rajasic and tamasic mind, Rajasic mind will take you always extrovert, bahar le jayega. Tamasic mind is a dull mind. You cannot inquire. So sattvic mind is required. So what is this aham vritti? Well, this aham vritti also rises and falls. In deep sleep, it is not there. And when you are awake, I am is there, aham vritti is there. I am principal, I am teacher. For how long? 30 years. Then after that retired. After retirement, that teacher vritti is no more there. No more school, no more students, no more that examination, nothing is there, gone. So I was a principal, or I am a businessman, or I am a doctor. Before becoming doctor, I never said that I am a doctor. After becoming, I say, I'm doctor, but the same doctor is now doing business. So he has forgotten his medicine part, now he has become businessman. So Bola, this aham vritti is also changing, continuously changing. Bola, see, how is this? Bola, investigate. Bola, if you investigate, then Gita says, Yogo bhavati dukkha. Dukkha means this yog will become, remove your sorrows. It will help you to reach there. And if you don't do that, well, it is not dukkha, it will be dukkha da. These vrittis are giving you dukkha, na? We have already seen the vritti gives us dukkha. Bolo yogo bhavati dukkha. This yog will remove your sorrows. But if you don't do, bolo this will remain. And it will be giving sorrows. Bolo analyze your mind. Observe it and analyze. Very good. Gurudev used to say, bolo we know who is sitting ahead of me or who is walking ahead of me. Or who is coming behind me, but what is in me, we don't know. In me, mind. Well, let us see what is this, what is the cause of this aham vritti? I am kuto bhavati. Chinvata, think where it is happening. Okay, bole this aham vritti is there in the waking state, but it is not in the deep sleep state. Bole inquire the cause. What can be its cause? Well, if you inquire its cause, you will find it's not there. Well, how? I will tell you a story. Story of Money Mama. Money Mama? Yes. A boy and girl wanted to get married. Parents also blessed. Yes. Marriage ceremony was decided to be done in a, say, nowadays both party, they come to one place, na? Either in one hotel or in one hotel, two complex, they come so that the things are easy to handle. So same way, the both party, bridegroom party and bride party, they both were in one complex. And Mama has got a special function in all marriages. He has got importance. So this Mama is named by Money Mama. So Money Mama will go to the bride party and say, what you have done for the bridegroom party? Have you arranged this thing, this thing, this thing, this thing, this thing? No. They want like this. You must do like that. The bride party said, we have come here, now we have to do whatever Mamaji says, that we should satisfy Mamaji. Same Mamaji goes to the bridegroom side. Bride party was thinking, this is Mama of the boy. Now the same Mama is going to the bridegroom party. They are thinking Mama of the girl. So he said, what we are doing? How many sets you are giving to the bride? Would be daughter-in-law. What arrangement? How many clothes? How many sets? This. Well, we have only done this thing. Well, no. They are expecting this much. Must go. They also arranged something according to whatever Mamaji said. Marriage was over. Then both parties sat down and tried to find out, where is this Money Mama? Well, I thought it was your Mama was from your side. Boy's Mama. So whatever he said, the girl side, they did like that. And the other side, we thought, no, it is bride's Mama. So they wanted to find out, where is this Money Mama? Money Mama gone. No more there. Inquire this Amriti. We have got only two things, matter and spirit. This aham vritti belongs to matter, body. Can it be from body? No. Why? Because it is sentient. Aham vritti is sentient. Body is inert. Cannot belong to body. Can it belong to chetan? Chetan is a karta. Find out, where is this Money Mama? Does he belong to the body which is inert? No. This Money Mama is sentient. He is not inert. Aham vritti is sentient. So does it belong to Chetan? No. Patati. Gone. Only inquire. What is the cause of this aham vritti? In empirical world, aham vritti will remain. And according to aham vritti, if you are employee, officer, there will be transaction, there will be suffering, and everything will be there. But slowly, slowly, we have to come, slowly go deeper, deeper, deeper inside, and this aham vritti will also drop. Let us go one step further. This aham vritti says, I am doer. The same aham vritti says, I am doing. In I am doer, I am subject. And when I say, I am doing, it becomes object. Can a same vritti become both object and subject? It is the biggest imposters, is the biggest fraud. The same thing can never become subject and object. Can light and darkness remain at one place at a time? No. In the same way, this subject and object cannot happen in one ego. But this has happened. This is called Jada Chetan Granthi. Because of the association of Jada and Chetan, Jada is the body, Chetan is the Atman. Because of this association, this ego has come. It is called Jada Chetan Granthi in our Shastra. So this is to be removed. This Jada Chetan Granthi has made me karta and bhokta. I say I am karta, I am the enjoyer, I am the doer. Ab batao, can this Jada Chetan Granthi go by puja? Can it go by japa? Can it go by karma yoga? Can it go by pranayama? Never. This will go only by knowledge. This knot of the heart, this Jada Chetan Granthi will go away only by knowledge, not by puja, not by jap, not by pranayama. Ask your aham vritti, are you subject? Are you an object? You will find that aham vritti is also gone like mani mama. When you try to find out mani mama is not there. He became mama of both sides. Similarly, this aham vritti, he's saying, I am subject, I am object. Find out what you are. Ask your ego, are you subject or an object? It's gone. Mind is no more there. Aham vritti gone. So in puja, you require patram, puspam, toyam, phalam. In karma yoga, you require actions. And in raj yoga, you have to do asana, pranayama, yam, niyam, all these have to be done. What do you have to do in the jnana marga? Only thinking. Only satya pradhan mind is required to inquire. Aham, ai, aham patati, nij vicharnam. Just by nij vicharnam, not by others. Don't do the vichar of other person, what type of person he is. Try to find out what type of mind you have got. Nij vicharanam. Another way of dropping this aham vritti. Aham vritti is sabhisesa and nirvisesa. Two types of aham vritti is there. Sabhisesa with adjective, without any objective. Nirvishes. Nirvishes means without any adjective or quality. Nirvishes aham is pure aham, consciousness. We have got sabishes. Sabishes aham. How is that? I am child, youth, senior citizen. These are all visheshans to aham vritti. Or from the business side, if you are associated with an organization, you can say, I am employee, I am an officer, I am CFO, I am CEO, I am MD. All related to organization. Or you can say, I am member of Chinmay Mission. Or you can say, I am a devotee. Further go deep inside. Then you will say, I am a man or I am a woman. Further commonality we are coming. Further go deep inside. Then you will say, Manushya, I am Manushya. But this Manushya also think, that also is not permanent. According to your sattva, rajas, tamas, guna, your next birth may not be Manushya. You can become Devta or you can become animal or plants also. Then what I am? Bola jivoham. Slowly we are entering inside. All visheshatas we are living. I am child, youth, senior citizen. I am employee, CFO, CEO, MD. We are living. Then I come to, I am a man or a woman. Leave it, further go deep inside. I am Manushya. I am a human being. Human being, we are in this birth. This is also not permanent. Next birth may be different. Leave that also. What am I? Jivoham. I am Jiva. Bull, if you concentrate on this jiva also, this will also go away. You are not jiva. This also is a visheshta. So this ego will also go away. Jivoham will also go away. What will remain? Suddha aham will remain. See how the Raman Maharshi is taking us, analysis. Slowly, 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 he has brought us to Suddha aham. All visheshtas are dropped. Then what is left? Bole, what is left is the pure consciousness. What is this pure consciousness? Then the next verse, Ramanji says,
Ahaminashabhajahamahamtaya. Spuratihitsvayam. Paramapurna sat. Ahaminashabhad aham ahamtaya. Spuratihit svayam paramapurna sat.
Ahaminas. When this ego, when this ahankar is destroyed, then what will happen? Spuratirhit swayam param purnasat. Well, you will find spurati, it's science. What science? Well, aham, aham. Well, what is this aham? Well, this is pure consciousness. So you will reach there. Just by vichar you can reach there. And what is this that? Pale param, that is utkrishta. There is nothing superior than that. Purna, bole, that is full. You don't need anything other than that. Param purna. Sat, bole, it is existence. It is awareness. That you will find there. This requires more and more elaboration in spite of being 100 times we are told we will not accept this, that we are that infinite Brahman, Nirvishesh. We want to stick to our small I. Small I means, I am a teacher, I am God. We don't want to leave in spite of being said 100 times. Why so? We will see it in our next lecture. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.